Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit.
Here I am. Yep. I'm the man. Here I am. Yep. Yep. I'm the man.
AKA DJ T Diggity. If you didn't know, now you know. Introducing you to the new show that we actually have here. I've been having this show for about 2 years, but you know, we're just about to have some fun out here today. Weekly update for me. To be quite honest, I just moved from Detroit to Atlanta. So if you didn't know, man, this has been a crazy transition, but at the same time it's actually been fun. So it's time to get my way out here, actually do a show, first show out here now. So we about to have some fun for y'all, man. If you didn't know, now you know. So let's get on with the show. You know what I mean? Callers, you can call in if you want to. If you want to actually talk to me, actually have a question about anything, definitely call me. Calling number is 347-945-7421. You can definitely call in from a landline or your cell phone, or you can actually chat, man. Come in and chat with me at this at the show. You can always chat, put in whatever you want to put in on here. You can put in your information about what you do, how you do it. You can chat on here. I will shout you out. Just to let you know, all my shows, man, goes to my fan page on Facebook. It also goes to my Twitter, and also goes to my Instagram if I feel like it. I definitely put you on there. If you want to interview, definitely hit me up. So this is a T-Minds Not Yours Productions. Definitely sponsored by them. They are the ones that have the income that helps me out with paying this monthly due that I have to do on here. So we about to do this today, man. Basically, what today is, it is hump, getting over the hump Wednesdays, man. This is the show that we definitely do, getting over the hump Wednesdays. I do have another show, but we're just about to check this out right now. So what's coming up today on the show? We basically about to get some new music out here for you all. Definitely hip-hop music. A little bit of R&B music that you didn't know that was coming out. So I'm definitely going to come out with that. Also, we got Twitter trending topics. Top five Twitter topics. So definitely stay tuned. We got some new music out here for you, like I said before. Also, we got Celebrity Blast. We have some celebrities that definitely, if you didn't know, they do get into some stuff just like normal people. But unlike normal people, I mean, they're on camera, so they put this stuff on, you know, on blast all the time. That's why they call it Celebrity Blast, you know what I mean? Also, we got some national news for you, a little bit of national news. We want to keep you informed about some stuff. Definitely want to give you some information that you can use not only used but just informed about. 9/11 was yesterday, so I definitely wanted to say rest in peace, or rest in paradise for everybody that was on 9/11. Anybody affected, definitely, you know, give them some respect, giving them a shout out, because I know it's Wednesday, but it was yesterday, so it's just so close. I want to give them some respect, you know what I mean? Also, we got a little bit of sports. Like I said, I got another show, a sports show, that comes on, normally, it should come on Mondays. I want to say Mondays. Before Monday Night Football, to give y'all like a preview of the show, or the, you know, the stuff. But I'll give you a little bit of sports later on. I'll tell you more about it later. And last but never least, the motivation of the day. I normally get these from actually a guy, one of my cousin, man, my guy brother, Marcus Lucy. He actually gives a lot of motivational tips. I'm gonna make him get on the show one day and get some stuff, some helpful stuff for you all. He's a personal trainer, so if you need some tips about eating or working out or anything of that nature, definitely hit him up. I'll definitely put his stuff on my page. I will definitely promote him. We all family, so you know, he helped me out, I help him out, and that's how we do it. If he didn't, I still help him out because he's family. So I know he tried to do what he got to do, but you know, he's doing his thing out there in Chicago, so I want to hit him up. Also, man, like I said before, if you have any business, definitely hit me up on facebook.com/ or just regular / T-Stream Media. That's T-S-T-R-E-A-M-E-D-I-A. Or you can actually hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/ T-Stream Media is actually the name of the show. So T-Stream Media is the show. And also I DJ, so if you in the Atlanta area, hit me up, man. Trying to get some gigs down here. I'm new, so hit me up. Want to check out some new scenes down here, so we gonna get it in down there, you know what I mean? But first, what we're gonna do is we're gonna basically get you up some new music. So this is actually Big Sean featuring Juicy J and King Chip. I think it's Chip the Ripper. I don't know, I'm not gonna say that, but it's called Experimental from his new mixtape Detroit. Check it out. I support Detroit music. Holla at me.
I'm feeling experimental. Just pop two now. What have I gotten into? Trying to cope with all this shit I've been through. These substances are fucking with my mental. My mental. I'm so experimental. Just pop two now. What have I gotten into? These substances are fucking with my mental.
To that cookie, mm-hmm. Ducked off in that family, mm-hmm. Can't no nigga do like mm-hmm. This life I live, I land.
You know it.
Bunch of holes in my mansion.
Let's get it.
Getting trippy off them bars.
Bitch.
I don't do no handcuffing. Toss them to my dog. About to start a bank. All this money that I make.
Can.
Sour diesel smoking Memphis nigga getting paid.
Can.
Bunch of bad bitches.
Bitch.
Begging juice to fuck.
Let's go.
Drinking till I throw up. Smoking till I'm stuck.
You know it.
Loud kush, you can hear it when I walk by. The room is moving side to side, I'm feeling hypnotized. Getting faded in the phantom, ain't no stopping the ride. These niggas smoking dirt, acting like they high.
Ha, 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 ha,
I'm feeling experimental. Just pop two now, what have I gotten into? Trying to cope with all this shit I've been through. These substances is fucking with my mental. My mental, I'm so experimental. Just pop two now, what have I got in intel? These substances is fucking with my mental.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
With my mental.
Okay, rolling weed while I'm sexing. Rolling weed while I drive.
Word.
Rolling weed while I'm rolling weed. Getting high when I'm high. I be getting high when I'm high. Getting high when you're not. Getting high on the low.
Low.
Getting high on my God.
God.
I just ate an edible. Swear to God, I feel incredible. Swear that my texting is no longer legible. I got the pussy you put on the pedestal. Tell her to leave and come bring me back revenue. Getting paid down to the decimal. Medical vegetable, I'm so professional. My life's a festival. I'm just so messed up though. In the
mental.
I feel like I just jumped out the window. Rolling OG, cause perfect endo. Right here, outdoor, and the endo. Weed is my crescendo. Okay, so now we rolling.
Rolling.
DJ.
just popped her a pilly. Got her feeling all silly. Rolling papers and Phillies. Whoa, whoa.
Just popped two now, what have I gotten into? Trying to cope with all this shit I've been through. These substances is fucking with my mental. My mental, I'm so experimental. Just pop to me.
Yes, sir. That was Big Sean featuring Juicy J and King Chip. It's called Experimental. It's from his new mixtape, man. New mixtape called Detroit. I do support Detroit music, so this Big Sean CD, man. It's a nice mixtape. Honestly, I can't even really call it a mixtape because it sounds better than most people's like mixtapes that come out. Honestly, I wouldn't even call this a mixtape. It actually has some skits and everything on here. So, to be quite honest, this is a nice mixtape, man. It's called Detroit. It actually has some features on here. Features like Nas. They got Nas on here. They got Wiz. Like we just played, Juicy J was on there. We got Jeezy, Tyga, and a couple of skits, man. Some artists that's representing Detroit telling you their experience about what's in Detroit, man. And actually, because I'm from the West Side, no offense to the East Side, because I'm from the West Side, I actually relate to this mixtape, because honestly, I mean, the stuff that they're saying is West Side-ish, so, if that's a word. Anyway, what I want to do, I want to rate this one, man. So, I rate this one a 4 out of 5. Only reason I'm rating it a 4 out of 5, honestly, it's a great CD, or a great mixtape, but only reason it's a 4 out of 5 is because it's not the, you know, official mixtape, so, the official CD, so I can't wait till that comes out. When it comes out, I'm definitely getting it. I know a lot of people download stuff, but you know, because he's from Detroit, obviously I'm not gonna do that. And because I'm a DJ, I definitely hook up some stuff and definitely promote this joint. Singles to look out for. I definitely shout out stuff where I get it from, because you never want to plagiarize. I never got that, so Eastern Michigan taught me that. Otherwise, I'd be put out. Never had an education, you know what I mean? So anyway, singles to look out for, brought to you by thatpiff.com. thatpiff.com. Check them out. The one that's coming out, Kanye West featuring Big Sean and Jay-Z, called Click. I like that song. Actually, I might actually cue it up in a minute. That might actually be next. I might get it up. Pusha T featuring Raekwon and Joel Ortiz, called TikTok. That's a smooth joint right there. Machine Gun Kelly, aka MGK from Cleveland, he out here featuring Alex Fitz. It's called Stereo. I mean, I'm not exactly sure if it's something that he wanted to put out, or is he gonna change his way. I have no idea where he's going with his rap style. I kind of put him up against Yella Wolf or somebody, or at least a Mac Miller, somebody like that, but you know, he's changing up a little bit, so we'll see where that goes. Obviously that Miguel, that Adorn, that's a very smooth track. And shout out to Mason Betha. He came out with a remix of that Adorn, which is interesting how he went from rap to gospel to back to rap. And I don't know if he's going back, but I'm pretty sure he's going to get some mixed results or mixed reviews from anybody. But anyway, the next one is Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys came out with a song called, she came out with a song called Not Even the King. And I like that song because it's really deep. Yeah, Alicia Keys is deep anyway, but this song is really interesting. They were saying, you know, some say it was a lot more than just lyrics. Like it was anti-Illuminati. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. I'm not even about to say if I support it. I don't support it. You know, I don't go there. So just check it out. Listen to the words and then tell me what you think. Again, tstreetmedia.com is actually the page that's under construction. We're gonna get that page coming up in a second. Right now, definitely check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/tstreetmedia. I'm out here all day, man. You know what I mean? We out here in Atlanta by way of Detroit. I miss Detroit, but, you know, it's time to get some stuff going, you know what I mean? I might come back, you never know. But at the same time, we about to hit this music break real quick. Coming up, Twitter Top 5 coming up. But right now, we got Kanye West, Big Sean, and Jay-Z. It's called Click. I said I was going to bring it up. So let's see how I go, you know what I mean? Big ups to FYS. They're always sponsored by FYS, you know what I mean? So we about to hit it up. All right, let's go.
B.I.G. Fuckin' with me. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to. They want to. A bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing. Okay. Everything that he's putting up. Click, click, oh, God. Click.
Talking B, nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Romanos, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meets the supreme team. And all our eyes screening only means okay, one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, click.
Records to Louis, ate breakfast to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay us, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant and his might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blame it on a pigment. We live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Tiki lives. That's Tom Cruise. Whatever she accused, he wasn't really drunk. He just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Tebow swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditated the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Yeah, we back. Hey, hope y'all enjoyed that song. That was Kanye West featuring Big Sean and Jay-Z called Click. Ain't nobody messing with my click, man. Hey, yo, want to get a shout-out real quick to my click, FYS Entertainment. They're throwing the Legends of the Fall party September 14, 2012 at H2. I won't be able to attend, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be live. For what I've seen and heard, everybody been purchasing tickets, some advanced tickets and everything. So definitely hit that up. It should be crazy. But, you know, that's a shout-out to Jay Sarison Tolbert and Christoph Kyle out here doing their thing. Also, Uchi Wally, that's his name on Facebook. Don't quote me on that, but that's what he is. That's his name. So, you know, hit him up. Definitely go to that party if you didn't know. So there a plug for y'all right there. I told y'all I was gonna do it, so hit me up. We are about to check some stuff out. As a matter of fact, let me start this over real quick. Let's go to Twitter trending topics. Top 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Yeah. Twitter trending topics. Top 5. We're about to do this real quick. Because, you know, we've been spending some time on this new Big Sean mixtape, which is nice. I told y'all it was nice. Called Detroit. If you didn't know, now you know. That's the name of Detroit. Anyway, Twitter trending topics. Let me jump on Twitter real quick. Let me jump on it. All right. Today is, let's see, movies you can't dislike. So, if you're on Twitter, definitely give me a Twitter trending topic that you like. Something that's trending all over the world right now. The one I had picked up from today right now is movies you can't dislike. Number 5, the movie Taken. I think I put a stat up like a few months ago about Taken. And that movie was about like this guy that actually went out and went to go rescue his daughter that was overseas. And I couldn't blame him, man. Every time he killed somebody, I was like, beep. Okay, I can't say the word on here. But anyway, I mean, I won't say the word. I can't say it. I just won't. You know what I mean? Anyway. The next one, number 4, let me see what's on here. Twitter trending topic number 4 is The Lion King. I guess you can't be mad at that one. You can't dislike that movie. I guess that was a movie that everybody watched. I didn't like at one part when Mufasa fell, but I mean, who did though? Anyway, the next one is number 3, movies you can't dislike. Number 3 is White Chicks. Wow, and to think, it was actually somebody that was white that put it up there. So, we're about to check that one out. Number 2, let's see, the movie Friday. Yeah, I can't dislike that one. I mean, some people can, but some people can't. So, I'll take that one. I put that one number 2. And number 1, drum roll. Number 1 is Coming to America. Let's go. Coming to America, one of my all-time favorite movies. I love that movie, man. Anyway, follow me on Twitter. This week you can find me, twitter.com/TStreamMedia. Definitely, that was Twitter trending topic top 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know what I mean? So, that was sponsored by G-Minds That's Your Production. Let's go, twitter.com/TStreamMedia. Next up, we got movies to watch, movies to look for. Also, we got Celebrity Blast and more on T-Street Media Show. Next song is an old school one. Let's check it out. Let's bust a move. Young MC, let's go.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Go to a party, girls are fancily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon, food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove, so come on fatso and just bust the move. Bust the move. love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movies showing, so you're going. Could care less about the vibe you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Yeah, that was Young MC, Busta Move. That was an old school joint. I wanted to put it out for y'all. I'm going to actually go put like an old school joint out at least once a show. So, if not, if I don't have a, you know, only time I'm going to actually not put on an old school joint is probably if you actually have some music or, you know, songs that you actually want to promote. Actually, some people inboxed me about some new artists that they had out here. And I told them, if you need your stuff to be, you know, heard, definitely let me know. I definitely set up an interview for you. But anyway, this is the next segment. This is movies, new releases that came out that I actually seen. I seen the Expendables 2. It's basically about a bunch of old stars and superheroes that, you know, on a mission to save some product or somebody, basically. I like that movie. It was very action packed, a lot of shooting, a lot of killing. If a lot of people don't like killing, then don't watch this movie. But anyway, it was nice, man. Only thing I didn't like about it was they shot once. They killed the person. Like, it was like perfect shot. Anyway, Jean-Claude Van Damme, he actually played a bad guy, which tripped me out. So if you didn't see it, definitely check it out. Also, that came out that was nice in the theater was on The Bourne Legacy. People telling me it was nice. It was dope. So, nice action movie to watch. It's a spinoff, obviously, of the original Bourne. So, check it out. And coming out this weekend, man, Finding Nemo. Yeah, take your kids out, take your family out to see Finding Nemo. It came out almost at a perfect time. I wish it would have came out like 2 weeks ago, or at least a week ago. It's basically about Marlin, who is the mother or the dad or the parent of Nemo. And Nemo's starting the first day of school, and he ran off. So you got to check that out. I'm not going to tell you the story, not even the beginning, because it could ruin it. So check it out, take your kids. Nice one to take it out to. Also, Resident Evil Retribution is coming out. Basically, another version of the game, another segment. So definitely check it out. Resident Evil is always action packed. Alice, the lady that plays Alice in this movie, is basically on the hunt again for who is responsible for the outbreak. So definitely check it out. There are some nice movies out there. A couple of them that I just told you about. There, I like those movies. If you didn't get a chance to, definitely go check out Sparkle. Represent. I'm pretty sure some people seen Sparkle and cried over the movie, so I'm pretty sure if you take your dude, make sure that he has a napkin next to him or a tissue. Other than that, man, that was definitely the movie segment. Didn't want to do too much. I actually wanted to put on another song that actually, you know, Big Sean actually had out, man. Another song I liked on the mixtape. This one is called, it's called 24 Carats of Gold. Big Sean featuring J. Cole. Coming back at Celebrity Blast. We're about to get in. Alright.
Peace. And I could wrap my whole life up in 24 carats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world. If I rule the world. Yeah, if I rule the world. If I got me thinking, man, if I rule the world. If I rule the world. If I rule the world. If I rule the world, man. If I rule the world. I would buy it all. I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. With restaurant select, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who wasn't trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class for every life, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 carats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
Still, even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold, though, like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all, like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know, though, like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry, and more about taxes, they had the chalkboard, teaching us ass backwards, how about preparing us for life instead of lab ratters, with a mansion that's about five floors, no more sleeping on the couches, cause we got five more, with the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming. Wishing I could ride my whole life.
Yes, sir, that was Big Sean featuring J. Cole, 24 Carats of Gold, off his new mixtape called Detroit. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to stress this. I know Ricky Smiley does it a lot. Shout out to him. One thing I want to do, man, can't forget or can't really stress how it's important to vote. Rock the vote, people, man. Vote or die, man. It's definitely important to know where you are registered. If you move, definitely find out. Go to Secretary of State. Go on the websites. Wherever you're living, definitely go on the websites for your state to see where you're registered to vote. Also, you need to know, because you need to know what you have to vote. What kind of documentation or, you know, whatever that you need to vote. Definitely do that, man, because they're really trying to... they're really trying to get people not to vote, man, or trying to block them from voting. So what I want you to do is definitely put this as serious as the first time you elected any president, whoever you're going to vote for. If it's not Obama, it is what it is. Definitely still go vote. Definitely people, you know, fought and died over this vote, and you think it's not important. Think about those food stamps that you own. They might get cut. Think about that health care that you're on that you don't think is important. When you get sick, you need it. So check it out. I mean, especially people in Michigan, man, we give the most amount of assistance, you know, whether it's car or whatever. Definitely check that out. I might have a show on just assistance, you know what I mean? So check it out. Anyway, Celebrity Blast, check it out. Here we go. Brought to you by TMT.com. Shout out to Chris Brown, man, his tattoo of a woman on his neck. I don't know, man. It looks like Rihanna, but it looks like the Rihanna when she got beat up. So, According to sources, Chris Breezy stated that it's not one of Rihanna and that it was a symbol of something. He never really gave a reason what it is, but who knows, you know, whatever. Let's see, who else? Chad Johnson. More bad news for the NFL receiver, wide receiver. Seems as though he's officially being charged with battery for headbutting his ex-wife, man. Evelyn Lozada. So basically, if he's convicted, he can face up to a year in jail. And now, I mean, you think about it. Most NFL players, when they go to jail, they come back with a team. For example, Ray Lewis, Michael Vick, Plaxico Burress. You know, you never know. So, Chad Johnson definitely, man, do something, man. Get your hands together, go play soccer or something. Anyway, and did you? I gotta say something about this because I'm a big basketball fan and I grew up whatever play basketball my whole life. It's this 7'5" player in high school. Shout out to hip hop, for the hip hop whatever .com. Sorry about the plug for you. On her but hey, this 7'5" player in high school. He's teaching kids, man. Like he's 7'5" first and foremost. He's not like a weak 7'5". He's athletic. They should talk about LeBron and the Greg Olin, but whatever. Anyway, that was Celebrity Blast brought to you by TMZ.com. We're definitely going to be back. And I'm going to talk a little bit about sport, just a little bit. And I'm going to plug in whatever my next show is going to be on Monday for NFL, especially this week, and also MLB. So next song we got up is Meek Mill's called Amen. Let's go. It's going to be real short. Let's go.
All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me fall on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say win and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle after bottle, bottle. Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom while some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Johnny wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. I lay back, she go crack. Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just pee rosé. Last night, I went hard, beat to Rock Patron and all. Thunder.
Yeah, that was Meek Mill's called Amen. Everybody know about that song. I am kind of like shocked by him saying Amen about certain things that he's saying in the record, but you know, to each his own. I'm not even about to argue about that. I mean, it's a nice song, so I'm not even gonna chat, you know, I'm not gonna mess that up. Let him do his thing. Anyway, sports news. What's going on around the league, NBA, NFL, etc., or whatever is relevant. Definitely, we got the Monday Night Football game. Baltimore Ravens killed the Cincinnati Bengals 44-13. This game was like a no contest from the beginning. Flacco was 21 for 29 with 299 yards and 2 TDs. And Ray Rice also added 2 TDs for the game. So whoever got him in fantasy, you're definitely winning. Chargers versus Raiders, man. The Chargers win a sloppy one against the Raiders, 22-14. This dude named the kicker, Nate Kadig, kicked 5 field goals for the game. That's over half of their points. He kicked 5 field goals. But anyway, he beat the Raiders, so definitely shout out to them. I'm also want to plug in, the Tigers win a close game 5-3 yesterday over the White Sox. They're actually playing, but the game might actually be over right now. They're only 2 games behind the White Sox. So it came on at 8 o'clock. It might actually be over. It's about 10 o'clock here. So check it out. The Tigers might actually need some hope to get in the playoffs. Anyway, it's not really. I mean, that's really it for sports. Don't forget to check out a recap show. I'm going to actually have a recap show for sports mainly on Mondays. I'm not sure of the time yet. Definitely check out the page facebook.com/tstreammedia, or you know just check out Travis on there. On my page, I'll definitely put out the link for you all. Or check out the Twitter.com, man. I'm at Twitter.com/TStreamMedia. T-Stream Media is everywhere. So if you see anything and say T-Stream Media, more than likely that's the part. That's me. So check me out, man. It's going to be on Monday, so just check me out for the time. Hit me up. If you want to be a caller, you want to be a guest, hit me up. My man, Mr. ESPN, going to be co-hosting, hopefully. So I'm going to check him out. I'm going to make him the co-host of the sports show. And we're going to do our thing over there, you know what I mean? So basically, we almost over, man. So what I want to do now is we want to do this motivational joint. Motivational topic of the day. We normally get a motivational speaking for, you know, people just to realize that anything's possible. Keep working at whatever you got to work at. But this is the motivational speech of the day. This comes by way of Marcus Lucey again. This is going to be the motivational speaker, man. Until we find another one, until you come up with something else that I definitely see that I like, I'll definitely put out some more stuff for you all. Just remember, everything I put out on here is going to be on the Facebook page, the T-Mind's Not Yours production page. If you don't know how to spell it out, definitely put it out for you again. But this is what he said. Basically, let's see what he said. I'm going to actually make it clear for you. Let me put down the music real quick. All right. It says, if you think about it, it's virtually impossible for things to ever get worse. Considering every experience automatically creates an opportunity for growth. All we can really do is evolve and come to be. Wow. That's Marcus Lucey out here spitting out deep words. This motivational speak of the day. And we'll be back.
Thank me later, yeah, I know what I said. But later doesn't always come, so instead, it's a, okay, you can thank me now. Yeah. Well, all right. Here I go.
Yes, sir. This is T-Stream Media, man. That's it for this show today. You guys have spent some time with me today. Definitely, I appreciate everything. It's going to be a journey, man. We're going to do this every Wednesday. We're going to definitely check it out every Wednesday. So if you missed the show today, don't worry about it. It's recorded. I will put it on my page. Thank you all for listening. Check out my page, my Facebook page. Facebook.com/TStreamMedia. You can follow me on Twitter, TStream Media on Twitter and on Instagram. So definitely follow me on Instagram if you want to. I might put some stuff on there. Remember, if you want some music, party, interview, anything promoted or whatever it is you do, hit me up. I'll definitely holler at y'all later. And peace out. TStream Media Show, let's go.
Relate to kids going straight to the league when they recognize that you got what it takes to succeed. And that's around the time that your idols become your rivals. You make friends with Mike, but gotta AI him for your survival. Damn, I swear sports and music are so synonymous, cause we wanna be them and they wanna be us. Yeah. So on behalf of the demanded and the entertainment that you take for granted, you could thank me now. And oh my goodness, you're welcome. You're welcome. At this point, me is who I'm trying to save myself from. Rappers hit me up and I never know what to tell them, cause they think that I can help them get back to where they fell from. But drink up, cause everyone here is good tonight, except the niggas that I came with.